The news in touch with your world. I'm Ulkat Seer. Good afternoon. Court rules that Eskom may disconnect municipalities and minister orders own Eskom investigation. The Pretoria High Court has confirmed that Eskom has the right to interrupt the electricity supply of defaulting municipalities by dismissing applications brought by AfriForum and other businesses. Astral, Bridgestone, AfriForum and Mediclinic had sought to prevent Eskom from instituting scheduled interruptions in the Madibeng, Lekwa and Kamiesburg municipalities in Mpumalanga, Northwest and Northern Cape respectively, in order to recover overdue debt. The applicants had argued that Eskom's conduct is unconstitutional, unlawful and unreasonable and should be reviewed and set aside. The court agreed with all the arguments presented by Eskom that they are legally allowed to disconnect defaulting customers, which includes municipalities. The electricity utility has released a statement saying this victory is a critical step in the sustainability of Eskom, given the levels of indebtedness within municipalities. Meanwhile, Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown says she's launching her own inquiry into Eskom and its newly reappointed CEO, Brian Molefe. Brown told journalists at a briefing ahead of her budget vote in Parliament this morning that the cloud of allegations around Eskom and Molefe needs to be cleared up. She wants the Special Investigating Unit to review the reports of 7 prior investigations into Eskom, including the State of Capture report, and to conduct further investigations if necessary. The investigation will also include the power utility's coal contracts, and based on the SIU's findings, Brown would like a retired judge to recommend further action. The IFP has taken control of the Nkutu local municipality in northern KZN by winning 14 out of 17 wards in yesterday's by-election. The ANC won just 3 wards. Nkutu is the only municipality in the country without a mayor following the 2016 local government elections. The KZN provincial government dissolved the council in February after squabbles among political parties left leaders unable to elect office bearers. The IFP, ANC, DA and EFF had all sent party heavyweights to campaign in the area in recent weeks. The IFP's Joshua Mazibuko says they're grateful for the trust shown in the party by the residents of Nkutu.
They drew a line in the sand. They proclaimed for all to see that they were angry with what happened to the IFP. They're going to give the IFP twice the mandate to spearhead the development of the people of Nkutu.
Mazibuko says they will now focus on service delivery. And a company in Japan has become a cat lover's paradise, attracting worldwide attention. Not only does Tokyo IT firm Furay allow employees to bring their cats into the office, but they also give workers a bonus if they adopt a cat. Owners of rescue cats get a monthly bonus of around 580 rand. The company's office is the regular hangout spot for at least 9 cats who even have their own Twitter account with more than 1,200 followers. Company owner Hidenobu Fukuda believes by promoting a cat-friendly workspace, they can also counteract stress. Your top story at this hour. The Pretoria High Court has confirmed that Eskom has the right to interrupt electricity supply to defaulting municipalities by dismissing applications brought by AfriForum and others. To read the latest news stories, download the OFM app in the Apple or Android App Store.